your weekly countdown. The top five on KX93.5.
Some bluesy, rocky local music from Professor Columbo out of Huntington Beach there on KX93.5. And now we're joined, for the first time in the new year, by Linda Halligan. Good morning.
Hello. How do I follow Professor Columbo?
I don't know, but you're going to have to try, Linda.
I'm going to try really hard. You guys, really exciting day and evening. The lottery, $1.5 billion.
Is it five? I thought it was three.
$1.5 billion.
It went up since I last looked.
Yes, because people are buying these tickets. Have you bought your tickets?
No, of course not. We're not excited about it. It's not an exciting day.
You could win, Jason.
So you have got such a great life. You have a wonderful life. I wish people could see how excited you really are about this.
I'm excited about life, and I'd be even more excited if I were to win $1.5 billion.
So how many tickets did you buy?
You know what? I will be totally honest. My entire life, I never bought tickets. Until Saturday, my husband said, let's go buy some tickets.
Right. If you win this lottery, I'm going to be so angry with you.
You know, someone did win, not the big, you know, 1.5, but they did win in Dana Point, one of the six big winners.
Yes.
Dana Point.
Saw that.
Wow.
Hassan number 38 on PCH. I'm guessing it's a gas station. I'm not sure. So that might be a lucky
spot. We need to go over there.
Go over there.
En masse.
I'm going to go to Compton or Watts or somewhere. I feel like people in Laguna Beach just don't win the lottery.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean?
You need to go somewhere underprivileged?
I don't know.
None of this makes any sense. None of it. People in Laguna Beach don't win the lottery.
It's all fallacy.
It's all just a big...
Anyway, we discussed this morning.
The letdown tomorrow. I'm sorry, Tyler, but the letdown when you don't... How are you going to feel? If you don't win, will you just sort of go, well, and then move on to the next thing? Get excited about cooking dinner or...
Woohoo! Whatever. Cooking dinner!
I don't know. Or eating dinner.
So fun. All right. If you guys were to win, what would you spend the money on? I would buy a TV network. I would start a TV network in Orange County.
Oh, I like that idea. I would buy 93.5 K-Day, and I would... Make it KX93.5 in Los Angeles.
What's K-Day?
It's the other radio station on our frequency.
On our channel.
When you drive out the canyon, when it switches over.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would buy that hip-hop station. Yeah. And I would buy an island, and I would put my kitchen on that island, and you'd have the jacuzzi over for dinner.
Okay.
That was my friend Thomas's idea.
Jason, what would you buy when you win the lottery?
I would buy small but beautiful homes in a number of places around the world. Really, really small, like little condos or... just nice, small, 2-3-bedroom places.
Right.
And I would move around and not live in any one place in particular. And then I'd have big parties for old friends. Probably, like, over the years, you know how you've had, like, different cliques of friends? Like, for 10 years, you lived in one place, and you had a lot of friends there, and then you moved to the next place, and you didn't see all the people.
Right.
I'd have parties all over the world for all of those people and mix them all together.
Fun.
Yeah.
I hope you win and invite us to all your parties around the world.
No, of course, everybody's thought about what they would do if they were a billionaire.
Yeah. Right.
But that's, for me, that's my personal thing that I would do for myself. I would also do lots for the community and blah, blah, blah.
I look forward to coming to your international parties.
Oh, totally. I'd invite everybody. I mean, if you've got that kind of money, you can live beautifully off the interest.
Yes.
Can't you?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
You know, well, I like that idea, and I'd like to come to your parties. And also, I would like, with my money, world peace.
Okay, good luck buying that.
All right, thanks so much.
You can't buy that, unfortunately. That's the very sad thing.
Yeah. Okay, guys, there was a list. BuzzFeed had a list. 19 things you should totally buy, totally, if you win the lottery. So I went through and I picked the top five of the list.
All right.
If you want the whole 19, you can go to BuzzFeed. Here we go, number five. The world's longest backyard water slide.
Mm.
But here's what I think you need if you have the world's longest backyard water slide. You need a huge backyard, right?
Right.
You can buy that with $1.5 billion.
Well, of course.
Right. A lot of water.
A lot of water, yeah.
Yep.
Well, it'll run you about $2,800. Now, I'm thinking in
That's
Laguna.
It?
Yeah, $2,800.
I'll buy that tomorrow.
Largest.
Sounds awesome.
Are you kidding me? $2,800
yeah.
To buy the world's largest water slide.
Yep.
Dude, we should totally have a look.
I just want to buy that right now.
Right.
But what do we do in Laguna? People could go flying off the cliff. You might have to have an insurance policy or something.
Put it
I don't
somewhere.
Know.
Why doesn't the city pay for that? I'm just giving $1 million to the playhouse.
If the city's listening, let's get on that. Okay.
Didn't know that was so cheap. Water slides are very affordable.
You don't need to be a billionaire for that.
Do you know what? I've spent $2,800 over my life going to water parks.
Yeah, you might as well have just bought.
Yeah,
just
they're not cheap.
The thing with,
you yeah. go to actually, Soak City, Knott's Berry
that's
Farm.
That's a lot of
not
trips
cheap,
to water parks,
but fun.
Jason.
Yeah, it's not true. Actually, I must say that is not true, FYI.
Well, Tyler, over Halloween, you toured all the haunted houses. Have you toured all the water slides in the country?
So what you're saying is I should just build my own world's largest haunted house.
Yeah, and you could make more money off it.
Agreed.
Everybody could just drive up the hill and pay you. Okay, number four. This is really important, you guys. and a little cheaper than the world's longest backyard water slide. A giant bear sleeping bag will run you $2,350.
What's a bear sleeping bag?
It looks like a bear, so you're in it. I was in Yosemite over the summer, and bears, big thing. You have to put all your food in a locker. They will literally attack your car to get one Cheeto that you left on the
absolutely.
Floor. So I'm thinking if you get this bear sleeping bag, you are completely inside the sleeping bag. You look like a bear. Maybe you could sleep with potato chips on top of you, and the bear would just think you were his buddy.
For anyone who's seen the film Revenant, I think Leo could have used one of those.
Yes. Huh.
Yeah.
In fact, if you watch the Golden Globes, we had an actor, Jonah Hill, was actually wearing a
bear.
Maybe that was a
bear
sleeping bag.
All right, but I could also buy that if I wanted to, you know, stretch my income out a little bit.
You could.
None of this, you know, it requires billionaire status yet.
Right, and on the 19, out of the 19 on this list, nothing's really that extraordinary.
Okay.
So I picked the five best of the 19.
Okay.
Number three, Jason, I think you might be into this one.
Go on.
A pair of underwear for every day of the year, just because you can. You
it's
wear
actually
it
not
once,
a bad
then
idea.
You toss it.
You know, my father always said that if he got rich, he would wear a pair, he would buy socks, he would wear a pair of socks, and he would wash them and give them to charity. And he'd just have a big bag of socks at the end of the week, and he would take them to a charity shop or to, you know, to one of those places. But he would never wear the same pair of socks twice.
I like it.
Yep.
Now, I have a trivia question on this one for you guys. In 2016, how many pairs of underwear will you need to have one pair for every day of the year?
2016? It's not a leap year, is it?
Oh, I think that's the trick question.
Is it?
Ooh, so you'll need 362.
No,
363.
No.
366.
There it is.
Yeah, it's an extra day. It's an extra day in February.
I forgot
because there's
how it
a February 29th this year.
I thought we lost a few days.
No.
That is a leap year. We lose like 4 days.
When I was your
February
age, I
29th
lost a few days
is on the calendar this year, guys. But if you did want to buy a pair of underwear for every day of the year, depending on what brand you buy, it'll run you around $4,000.
You know, musicians do that. Like when we see a writer for a band, they often ask for like three pairs of Hanes underwear. They're always changing.
And green M&M's.
Oh, yeah.
Who's asked for that? Who asked for that?
NDA.
You know, there's a brand of underwear at Costco that is extremely soft. The men like it. I forget what it's called. But
okay.
It's like a Costco.
What did Kenny Loggins
probably Kirkland.
It's no, it is. It's Kirkland. That's what it is. They make vodka and underwear.
Nothing no. unique. Yeah, just regular stuff.
Two cigars, half a bottle of whiskey. Depends.
Depends are important.
All right, what are we on? Top five things you might
Number
buy
two.
If you win the Powerball.
Now, I think everyone really needs to have this one. It's a cooler you can ride.
What?
A cooler for drinks.
Yeah.
You can ride it. It's motorized.
Oh, wow.
So you
that's
sit on
awesome.
Top of it. And you drive it around, and it's only $1,000. So, Tyler, you could get
these
that.
These things
don't
are great
need a billion
deals.
Bucks for these.
No, you don't. But these are just sort of frivolous Amazing. Things that, you know, if you have all this money, you can be like, cooler you can ride. Perfect.
Is
I'll
that
take
a new
seven.
Thing? The cooler you can ride, is that a new invention?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I'm sure
that
it
probably
is.
Probably been around for
six
a
months
bit.
From now, it'll be on eBay at $500.
Probably.
I'm telling you.
But, so you can get from point A to point B, and then you've got your drinks and everything, but do you need a license? Do you have to be a certain age? These are the things
well,
I don't know.
Can it, like, off-road? I mean, the places I'm taking a cooler aren't, like, on highways.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're, like, the movie in the park kind of thing, and you're riding on the grass.
Well, not even that, but, like, up a mountain or down to the beach.
There'll be that weird gray area of time that is between, like, when... Because you get your driver's license at 16.
Yeah.
And then so you can ride it as long as there's somebody else with you. For a while.
It didn't look like there was room for someone else on there.
Well, you'd have
so you
to
want
find a
learner's permit for the cooler.
You have to put
you
your
ride.
Dad in the cooler.
Yeah.
And then, so you've got a couple of years there before you're able to... Well, you can then ride it on your own, but you can only have soft drinks in there.
Yeah.
Until you're 21.
Yeah, you can have juice boxes and stuff like
right.
that. Yeah.
Right,
and then
right.
when you're 21, you can fill it with really good stuff.
That's like that
good
whole
stuff,
weird thing.
Like PBR.
You can get married at 18, but you can't have a drink at your own wedding until you're 21.
Right.
Huh. Yeah.
All right.
Let's all get mobile.
It's just not fair,
shall we?
So number two is the cooler you can ride. So I say ride it to the dock for number one. It's a great combo. Number one is the most expensive one on the list. Mm. At $42,000, you could have a hot tub boat.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. It's a boat.
Even that's not a
and
fortune.
And it's just
of
a
money.
Hot tub.
It's and not.
You
I mean,
can, what?
You know, it's not a fortune of money. $42,000 for a
it's
hot
not.
Tub boat. You know, if you got three or four of you together and you got a credit card each, you could. We could do that.
Yeah.
I could do that.
Yeah.
The three of us could go together and buy a hot tub boat.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure, but I reckon I could probably get a credit card for $10,000.
Check your finances. Get back
I don't
to
know.
Me. So but you wait, can sit in just, hot water. Just it's floats. It's a hot tub, and it just has a little bit of a boat situation around it. So you're sitting in hot water, surrounded by cold water and sharks and
that's piranha. Great. What kind I of boat that. Is it? Is it like sort of quite a small? What do they call those duffy boats?
It's like
boat
a, it's like a catamaran, I bet. Like a big
no,
wide.
No, it's smaller than that. It looks just like a speedboat, kind of a smaller speedboat.
Really?
I mean, most of the boat
I pictured
is a hot
like
tub.
A Grecian. I pictured like a Grecian hot tub. Like with marble walls.
Right. No,
well,
I
if you have
like
60,000, maybe you could do that. Maybe you could get a custom made
hot tub.
All right.
So you're sitting in Dana Point Harbor. You filled your hot tub with water. It's nice and warm and it's all running nice. And it's so this is a speedboat thing. Somebody who's inexperienced puts the foot down on the accelerator and the boat flies off and all the water goes out the back.
Including
and you're left
your
in an empty boat.
Not if you build it like mine. A Roman
no,
tub.
A Roman tub.
With, a Roman with, yeah. tub. How much would you charge for the Roman yeah. tub?
A little more than
little
42
more?
Grand.
Maybe 80 grand?
I pick, yeah.
Couple hundred?
Yeah, I didn't picture this little tiny thing. I want a big.
It's kind of small.
Lot of leg room.
You can check it out on BuzzFeed. I want to reiterate, these were five of the 19 listed on BuzzFeed. Would I have picked any of these for my personal list? Nah, probably not.
All right.
I don't know. The bear sleeping bags. Kinda.
Well, no matter what you want to buy when you win the Powerball tonight, you're not going to win the Powerball. So.
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, guys, after you don't win the Powerball, you might want to be depressed and go to a movie. So Friday, we've got three options for you. Three new ones nationwide. We've got 13 Hours, The Secret Soldiers of Benghazi.
Okay.
Easy for me to
Benghazi.
Say.
Benghazi.
Rated R. It's with John Krasinski from The Office. It's a very dramatic role for him. So.
Can I just make my wife laugh just now? Quickly make my wife laugh?
Yeah.
Benghazi.
Benghazi.
It's an in-joke.
Yeah? Would you like to share it with the rest of us? No.
I'm certain it won't translate.
It doesn't matter. That's yeah. very British.
Okay. Yeah. Let's all say it, though.
No, you have to say
Benghazi.
It like this. Benghazi.
I feel like we're on Password, if you remember that old game show.
It's the hilarious password to me is. That that's your inside, even though I have no idea
just
what it means.
It's one of our many
it's
inside
just
jokes.
Funny.
All right. So that one's based on a true story. Michael Bay directing should be action-packed. He does all the Transformers movies. Okay. The other one for the kids, PG-rated Norm of the North with Bill Nye. He's
Bill
a
Nye's in a movie?
Bill Nye's such
I
a
love
great,
that guy.
Wait, Bill Nye's British?
Oh, he's a wonderful actor, man. He's just
he British?
Class. Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Wonderful.
Love Actually, Pirate Radio. He's fantastic.
Yeah, wait, you don't mean Bill Nye the Science Guy?
No, not Bill Nye the Science
I'm
Guy.
I'm so confused.
It's, no, no, no. It's N-I-G-H-Y. No, no.
I thought you guys meant Bill Nye the Science Guy.
No, no.
Who
no.
I was thrilled was doing a dramatic film, and I was certain is not British.
Bill no. Nye is one of those guys that was like has played supporting roles for a long, long time. And then all of a sudden somebody went, you're brilliant.
Yeah.
You've been
great.
In everything, and you are brilliant. And now he's getting more, what do you call him? Not supporting, but, you know, leads.
Yeah,
he's an older guy.
Are you talking about the science guy?
No.
No, okay. No. The other guy. Have you seen Love Actually?
Is Bill Nye the Science Guy in it?
No! He's the rock star who...
he's in Physics, Actually. It's a different yeah. movie.
Biology. All right, we'll check that one out, if you like. And then Ride Along 2, there's a sequel starring
oh, good. What
Ice
a
Cube
great
and
weekend
Kevin Hart.
For films.
I know, right. Here's what I'm super excited about, more than the lottery. Okay, if I win, I'll be really excited. Tomorrow morning, I'm a super nerd. I get up every year on this day when they announce the Oscar nominations, 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, I know you do.
I sit in my living room in the dark with a blanket and try to be quiet, and I write down all the nominees. I know there's this thing called the internet, but I've been doing it for years. So that's what I'll be doing tomorrow morning, 5:30.
All right. I'll be asleep.
Okay. I'll be sure to call you, text you, email you with all the nominees.
I hate all those competitions. And can I just say that David Bowie turned down a knighthood. So there you go. That's what you
do. He turned down a knighthood?
Turned down a knighthood. He said, I don't know what I'll do with it. And that was the end of it.
Because he's cool.
Because he's cool,
he's David
man.
Bowie.
The coolest.
So
and by
cool.
the way, guys, big kudos for Monday. I mean, that was such a nice tribute to David Bowie.
Thank you,
I listened
Linda.
To it most
nice
of the day.
Of you.
Thank
and,
you very much.
Thank really,
you.
Really well done. So long well, live David Bowie. I love that guy.
Linda Halligan every Wednesday counts down the top five something. You can find a podcast online, and you can go to Linda Halligan TV on Facebook to read more about her and to follow along on her list. Linda, thank you.
You're welcome.
See you next week.
Okay.
Bye.